Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. If you are watching on the, this is old man thing. Is it the internet that they're watching?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
If you're
the
internet. The internet.
The interweb.
Yes, the interweb.
The world web.
I had a guy, I was at one of the big box stores, Home Depot, Menards, Fleet Farm, one of them one day. And a guy goes, Mino. Oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? He goes, hey, I'm from Ishpeming.
Sure.
You remember me? We used to play softball together. Yeah, of course. You kidding me? And he goes, hey, my wife said she saw you on the YouTube.
Might as well have been at
the
Walmart.
YouTube.
Correct.
Yes. And you know what it was, Todd?
What was it?
The dog thing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that? The Green Bay Police Department asked me to help them with a fundraiser for their canine program.
Yeah, awesome.
It was awesome. And it was at, where was it at? I can't remember. Downtown Green Bay someplace. But anyway, had a big, here's the thing. They also was like a cheese, sausage, and classic beer type thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Sampling.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So I'm loading up on the sausage, of course. Okay. So then they put me in the big suit. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Like McGruff.
Oh, yes.
You were?
Well, no, not McGruff, the crime dog. No.
The victim.
No. Oh, their canine.
Yes.
Mascot.
No, they put me as the person that the dogs train against on how to knock them down and subdue them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this video available?
It is,
it's
Nikki.
On and the YouTube.
I'm emailing you the link right now.
What a gift.
It not. But the thing is,
Christmas,
here's the deal.
In July.
So I'm standing here and the people are, you can hear the people, you know, kill him, girl. And this dog is looking at me, Nikki. Oh, by the way, Nikki, introduce yourself, Nikki. This is not Jim Schmidt.
It's already off,
I know,
right, off the rails.
Halfway
it's Nikki Z.
How you doing,
whatever.
Nikki Z?
I'm great.
Good
How
to
are
see
you?
It.
Thanks
great.
For having me.
Awesome.
This is amazing. First time meeting Todd in the studio.
Yeah. We have worked together in radio a lot, you and I.
Yeah. Like twice. So a lot. It's been a lot.
So the dog is like looking at me and like quivering, like just I can't wait. And one of the police officers said, well, that's because normally we use like some of the same guys in training. So they know he's not really a threat. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Oh. And this guy, and somebody said, well, you smelled like sausage.
Oh,
this dog knocked my feet off the ground, smashed my head against the door, then dragged me around the room. Oh, it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. Honestly.
Not
God.
Bad for a Wednesday.
I know. So, yeah. So, that's what the guy saw on the YouTube. So, yeah. So, I saw like an old guy say, is this on the internet? Yes, it is. So, hey, welcome, Nikki Z.
I am of canine training fame.
What?
No, I'm just saying. That
oh, you're
could be
with.
Your
yeah,
moniker.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
right,
yeah. No.
Right.
Well, then they asked me if I wanted to play the part of a guy hiding in a house, like in a closet, mm-hmm. and they let the dog loose.
Yes.
I'm like, nope. Yeah.
I'm out.
I am out.
I am
out.
Booked solid that
yeah.
day.
Which day is it? Oh, yeah. I'm getting my hip replaced that day.
If anybody out there wants to look it up right now, all you have to look for is John Mino dog attack, and it's the first thing that comes up.
There you go.
What a gift. What a gift in this world.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. You got to see
first
this.
First break. We're doing
okay,
this.
Okay. All right. Great to have you here. Nikki Z in the house. We got Mark Houston coming from Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark is awesome. Have you ever met Mark?
I haven't.
He has, you know, it's good to have Mark to help with, you know, all kinds of great advice for people, you know, athletically and working out and everything like that. But basically,
well, of fitness here.
Thank you. So. I basically turn it all towards myself. Yeah. Mark, my knee. Feel my knee right here. Is that the
he
gout?
He gets that a lot,
gout.
Right?
Yeah. He helps me with the gout.
Well, you got to change your diet then. Let's
okay,
do that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's hold on one second then. Okay. Because you're telling me, okay. Now, birthday wise here, you right away, oh my God, Sam Elliott. Oh, he's 80. Oh my God, I love him. Okay. Right? Was that you a few minutes
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yep. Almost
Sam
slid
Elliott,
right off my chair.
If I could come back as another human being, it would be as
Sam Elliott. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not far from him.
No, gosh.
We're both 6'3", 180, and a big mustache.
Whoa.
Yeah. But.
And rides available.
Yeah. What? Okay, I don't know what that means.
It's almost like having Jim in the studio because he would go there.
He would say the same thing to me. Yeah. But I love his. There's that promo for that show he's on. Is it called The Ranch?
It is.
Is it called The Ranch? Okay, mm-hmm. Where he's with the doctor, the female doctor, and she goes,
"I've got the audio."
Oh, you got it. Okay, because this would be me when you said I would change my diet. Because
close your eyes, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Is this mine or Elliot?
This is Elliot.
Okay.
And for some reason, it's not working. Okay. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Yep.
I'd like you to cut back on red meat.
Pass.
You're also going to have to cut down on your drinking.
Try again.
What about stress? What do you do to reduce it?
Eat steak and drink whiskey.
Eat steak and drink whiskey.
What else is there?
I know. I could be Sam Elliott.
I think you are.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you guys are probably long lost brothers.
Who has the better voice?
Oh, I mean, who do I close my eyes and listen to?
Sam Elliott.
Thank you.
Oh. Come on.
Hey, Todd, Jim, you talk about yourself or Nikki?
Have you met Todd?
Pass.
Check,
today
please.
Is Book Lover's Day.
Love it. Do you like reading?
Have you ever read any of my books?
All of them. Cover to cover.
Which one did you like the best?
The one about the one that you wrote your name in.
That I autographed you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which one was that? Sure, was that the World War II one or the Vietnam one?
Uh-huh.
Or the Korean War?
Mm-hmm. That one.
Oh!
I know. The collection. It's Encyclopedia Britannica.
You got that right in your house up in the... Kids, don't touch! That's Mino's books!
That's Uncle Johnny!
That's Uncle Johnny!
Uncle John.
They'd be like, isn't he a great uncle or a grandpa or something?
Oh, man.
You go over there and she's got your books used to prop up the leg on a table.
I can see that.
Shh.
Fine. All right. So today is National Book Lovers Day. It's also Women's Day.
It is. Women's Day.
I did not know there was
such a thing. Tell me more.
Yes.
Like, hear me roar, that kind of Women's Day?
Helen Reddy, 1972.
Balls. I wasn't even born.
Helen Reddy, 1972. I am woman, hear me roar.
Take her to prom.
In numbers too big to ignore.
Oh, yeah.
And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Do we burn bras today?
No.
That's the wrong holiday. No.
No.
Let's leave that out.
Yeah, no. No, that's a big song in the fall of 1972.
Okay.
Am I correct, Todd?
I'm looking it up. It was 1972.
This song goes out to Nikki Z.
On this Women's Day, here's your long distance dedication.
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
There you go.
Just the voice of an angel.
Me?
Uh-huh.
I've been down there on the floor.
Is this your karaoke go-to? Yeah.
Yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom bone with age. Oh, yes, I paid the price, but look at what I've gained. I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible.
Ooh.
I am woman. That song goes out to all the ladies out there. That was just for you.
Wow.
Jim Schmidt is spinning in his grave this morning. Not that he's dead, but I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad I'm out there. John, what happened? Knock that off. Knock the crap off. Co-workers, do you work with anybody with the Timber Rattlers, or do you just pretty much run the whole show and just, you know, they work for you?
Yep. I just point and then.
Get it done.
Yeah, it's like Bewitched.
Oh, yeah, just mm-hmm. do a little nose thing.
No.
I just like sniffled it with my allergies in it.
No, okay. It was way cuter on the show.
All right.
No,
it's
I just keep,
melon
the,
day.
Keep the guy happy. Keep Mr. Promonicky happy.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
And technically,
this normally wouldn't be something that you would laugh at, but my family laughs about this a lot, okay? On melon day, okay? Huh. You want to know what the last words my dad said to me were? The very last words? It's the lie. You're a melon head. Well, he was out of it. He was like, and we're talking about it. Yeah.
Look at me. I actually see the beauty in it.
I had my mom and my dad, who I love dearly, and they're the greatest people in the history of the world. The last words I got from him, it was that, and my mom, I was leaving, I knew it was probably going to be like, Mom, you know, love you, and you know, and I'm walking, I get to the door, and she goes, Johnny. I turn, yeah, Mom, she goes, put that chair back.
Mind your manners, son. Honestly, you're a melon head.
And put the chair back.
I mean, but you've done them proud.
Absolutely. Oh, they're unbelievable. Wonderful. Today is rice pudding day. I don't think I've ever had rice pudding.
No, thanks. That's okay. A hard pass for me.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Billiards and pool day.
Let's do it.
Billiards and pool day. You mean billiards and playing pool or swimming pool?
No,
pool day.
Pool.
I'm not good at pool. Are you good?
No, because you're supposed to. And how does the math come into it? You know how the trig and
the geometry part or whatever. Right. I agree.
Angles.
It's fun watching people that are really good, though.
Right.
It's fun watching people that are really good.
And they're usually playing against me.
You know what? Okay, you're not going to believe it. Todd, you're not going to believe this.
What's this?
You're going to think this one was bolster. It's a Mino story, they're going to say, okay? They had the state convention in Green Bay one year, and they asked me to host it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's at the hotel right over here, like the Embassy Suites or one of those, what it was. And I took on this, no lie, like the state champion or something, and I beat him.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
John,
ran a table or something.
No,
it was mind-boggling. You're not going to believe it was the greatest game I've ever played in my life.
No.
It's true.
No.
Why don't you believe me?
Come on.
Are people believing? It's a true story.
Let's
I'll try
pull
to get the guy
listeners.
On. I'll try to get him.
Let's do it.
The guy that ran it. I'll try.
Let's do it.
It's a true
rematch.
Story.
Rematch. Yes.
Well, I can't because of my shoulder. I pulled my leap. What did I pull?
Well, we'll
Todd?
Talk. We'll talk about it.
I believe it's the labrum.
Not the, what did I say before?
Don't say the other one.
Yeah, that's what he's, correct. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's basic biology.
I missed that class.
All 4 years.
Well, that's too bad. I had no idea that you were on the DL for pool playing.
I am. I'm coming back. Shoulder. I'm on my way back. Yeah. Gillian Anderson is 56. What was she in?
Oh, she was in X-Files.
The
X-Files.
Yep.
Deion Sanders, 57.
Neon Deion.
I hope they lose every game this year.
Ooh,
wow.
I don't like him with what he's doing to some of those kids, just running them out of there. You know what I mean?
You got some strong feelings about that.
Hoda Kotb?
Kotb.
She's on the Today Show.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Okay. Wonderful lady.
She the one that used to drink wine with Kathy
Lee? Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Her I swear, Kathy Lee. Did you ever see Saturday Night Live's take off?
Oh, yes, of course.
Frank! I got the cutest kids! Sam Elliott. One more time, Sam Elliott.
Do it.
Beef. It's what's for dinner. I'm with Nikki Z. Want to sing along?
No, not at all. Never.
I'm with Nikki Z. Jim's got the day off, and it is National Women's Day. What can we do to honor women out there? Todd, let's give us, hey, texters, help us out. What can we do to honor women today? All right. Okay.
All you got to do is download the Civic Media app, choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, hit the text button and let us know how we should honor women today.
I like it. I missed one birthday that you pointed out, Melanie Griffith.
She was in such fine flicks as, what? When a man loves a woman, right?
No.
Yes.
No, that's Meg Ryan.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Are we going to the Google?
Yes.
The Google.
We're going there now.
Go to the Google. She was in that with Harrison Ford, Todd.
Working Girl. Yep.
Never.
Yes. With Harrison Ford. Because remember when there's a great line when her secretary came in and she was Melanie Griffith was negotiating with Harrison Ford about something. He was this hot guy at the time. And the secretary comes in. She goes,
shots fired.
With a real New York accent. She goes, could I get you anything? Coffee, tea, me.
Which movie did you think she was in, Nikki?
Wasn't it When a Man Loves a Woman? Wasn't she the one in the, or what's the one where she was a recovering, or no, so Andy Garcia. What's that one?
Yeah, that's the one. That's that one with Meg Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah. darn. No, you're right.
I know. She was in Body Double. You ever see Body Double, which is a weird movie? Her mom, you know who her mom was?
No.
Tippi Hedren. Tippi Hedren was the star of one of the all-time great movies, The Birds. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, a Hitchcock film.
And it turned out Hitchcock was so horrible to her that he used, in a couple of scenes, put her in like the phone booth with real birds.
Knock
that
it
really
off.
Attacked her. Yes.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
And her name was really Tippi?
Yes.
That's
yes.
fascinating. Mm-hmm. What is that a nickname for, a moniker for?
I don't know. I don't know everything.
But you are a wealth of knowledge,
yes.
sir.
But then her daughter, you know, she's married to Don Johnson.
Yes.
From Miami Vice.
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean? What was that? Yeah.
Very familiar.
All right. Uh-huh. And Dakota Johnson, her daughter, was the star in 50 Shades. 50
yes,
Shades of
you
Grey.
Were very familiar. You had your finger on the pulse. If I can say so myself.
That's, I don't know. Wow.
You've
I'm
read,
just giving you a little movie trivia.
You've
I never read the books. No, I didn't.
You've watched
I
the see, movies.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You were
I
watched, the, you were the watched, body double, you no. said? They called you in for a couple
yes.
of scene of prep
Yeah,
because,
yeah. But they had a, with that one nude scene with the big scar from my hip replacement, they had to work around that. And the big, I couldn't do it now with the big burn I've got in my stomach. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, my God. You want to see a picture? Should I show you, Todd, should I show you, or would that disgust her?
It would disgust her, but you should still do it, because I think it'd make for great radio.
Oh, that's fascinating, Todd. It was really nice to be friends with you for 4.5 minutes.
I suffered a serious
anything for the show, Nikki. Anything for the show.
Yeah.
Anything for ratings.
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, boy. He's going to the, oh, yeah.
Going to the glasses. Let's see.
Oh, this should only take a small amount of time. What? I'm sorry. What happened? Was this a grilling incident?
No, something far more painful.
Oh.
It's from a steamer. You know, a clothes steamer?
Did you steam while they were while you were wearing them? I have.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Have you done it?
I have.
Oh! Todd, you and Jim said I'm the only person in America that has ever suffered a serious burn from steaming clothes while they're still on you.
Yeah.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Got you, buddy.
Wow.
Got you.
Doesn't
yeah.
That
no.
Hurt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
sure
that's
does.
Permanent.
Oh yeah.
I think that's,
it sure
be, that's a permanent mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, right?
You've done it.
Yeah.
Ah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. Just, I mean the efficiency. Like,
it was just like
just,
the bottom part.
Right.
You know, let me just get that real quick. And it's like, yeah, folks, don't do that.
No.
Don't
take
do
it
that.
From us.
Take it from people that have been scarred. You don't want to do this.
Wait till we get the rep from Bellin in here and show them our war wounds.
Yeah.
How could this have been prevented?
Exactly. Oh, I like that. I like the way you're thinking here.
Oh,
you know,
man.
It's one of those things, though, too, where you're not thinking sometimes. The littlest thing.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Like, yeah. Wow. So how are the Timber Rattlers doing? I first met you. What year do you think?
Gosh, probably early aughts. Maybe 2000, 2001?
Probably.
Maybe.
When I was doing covering the Timber Rattlers a bunch.
Yep.
Were you there the day I coached first base? You were there.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
I would like to, and get your sundial and your calendars ready.
Okay.
I am here today to formally invite you.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Youper yourself.
Yes.
You are cordially invited to come to the Timber Rattlers next weekend for their Youper Day. Their
You're
Youper
having
weekend.
A Youper Day?
Saturday,
for the
Sunday.
Timber Rattlers?
Yeah, they're
going to
be
phenomenal.
In Youper jerseys. That will be auctioned off as
I got to get one. I got to get a Youper jersey.
So let's have you throw up the first
orange?
Pitch. They aren't.
Oh.
They're, of course, that
Camo?
Lovely. No.
No. Okay.
Youper adjacent is also Buffalo plaid. The red and the black.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like Stormy Cromer, right?
Oh, Stormy. Todd, remember that picture? I found these really old pictures of... Family, you know, went through a old box of whatever.
Yeah, your granddad from the war.
I showed you that picture, right, of my dad and my brother and everything?
No.
Okay, so then I had a friend colorize it. Looks great and everything. Look at the shirt he's wearing. This is up in Negaunee, Michigan in 1957. Look at the shirt he's wearing.
Well, that's exactly it. This is your family?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Isn't
that's
that exactly
awesome.
The shirt?
It is. It's going to be red.
Yeah, that is red, actually.
Okay.
This is red and black.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's exactly what
everybody
it's
wore
be.
Those up there back in
okay,
days.
So check your calendar. Next
right.
Saturday, Sunday.
All right, let me check.
Youper Day.
Is it a weekend thing? Or
yeah,
Saturday,
so both days.
Both days.
Both
oh,
days.
That's fantastic.
Saturday, Sunday.
Do so, Youpers get special rates or anything? Or?
Well, there's a ticket package for
awesome.
the
Will you be serving pasties?
Oh, we should incorporate the pasties. You should. Are you pro rutabaga? Isn't that the big debate?
Wow, this is very impressive. How did you know all about this?
Well, I've got a friend who's a Youper.
I can go either way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can go either way.
And then you definitely don't. You're not a dipper, right?
No. 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 Just ketchup. That's about it.
Ketchup. Ketchup.
I've got a frozen.
I used to dip steak.
I've got a frozen pasty in my refrigerator up here.
I believe it.
Would you like it?
No.
As a gift.
I appreciate it.
For being on the show.
Is that how you get them upstairs?
Hey, I got a.
Is that what we're calling it these days, Johnny?
Up in my apartment.
I mean,
hey,
5 minutes on defrost. You got some time?
Exactly.
I've never had a pasty.
You've never had a pasty?
No.
Oh man, they're.
But
phenomenal.
I would be a dipper. I'm a dipper of the things.
When I'm on death row, that's gonna be my last meal.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your last words are going to be, you melon head?
Can I have another pasty?
Go rutabagas.
Oh, man, you got to love pasty. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you guys are
so
doing
we
a
want you to
thing.
Do that. Maybe we can even get somebody, you know, Mr. Promo Nikki. We'll let you coach first base again or something.
So, Todd.
Yeah.
This is a true story.
All right.
This is a true story.
I coached first base for 3 innings in an official Timber Rattlers game one time.
Wow.
We were a Mariners affiliate. It was before.
It was the number one player taken in the entire draft was pitching that day.
Matt Thornton.
No.
What?
Ryan Anderson.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. He's of culinary fame now,
I
guess.
He became a chef.
Yeah.
This kid was like 6'8".
Yeah.
Or 9 or
tall,
something.
Drink
tall.
Of water.
And he was the number one player taking the draft. First like multi-million dollar bonus ever or whatever, whatever.
Yep.
And he pitched that day, and Gary Varsha was the manager.
Ah, Varsh.
And whose son is in the major leagues now,
who
was the bat boy that day.
Yeah.
To see a little kid who go from bat boy to the major leagues is amazing.
Yep.
And, but the, you know, the funny part is, you know, I got those really, really big calves. They couldn't find socks.
So what'd you do?
You had to go long pants.
Yes.
Right. You couldn't go knickers?
No.
Well, technically, I think baseball players.
I was given so many signs, you can't believe it.
And you don't look down to first for your.
No,
your,
you don't. No, but so I was giving them anyway. Even the first base ump said something about that. We got to send her a break. Nikki Z, promo Nikki in the house. Back after this.
The Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. The mayor has the day off today. Nikki Z capably filling in. Nikki, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I have been, I don't know, just playing around in radio. More so the past 6 months, our friends down in the valley have invited me to fill in while...
Oh, is Katie and Nick?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
I mean,
what's
maybe
that?
They'll catch
on. What
do
they like to work with?
Mm. They're actually awesome. They're really awesome.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Is it,
so,
is,
I mean,
so
not
like,
as awesome
is it,
as Uncle John.
I was just going to say, is it better than this? Do I
Absolutely
need to start looking
not.
For a new job?
Okay. Absolutely not. The windows in this studio alone...
You got to admit that.
The studio...
Yeah.
Ambiance.
Yeah. Although they have a nice studio.
They do.
They haven't. It's new. Isn't
and
it?
The Woodward Radio Ranch is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I was on there for their last show.
Yeah.
Oh,
you did. You got to do the send off.
Oh, God. It was great. The only funny part, this was the funniest part of the whole thing. Katie, like, still couldn't talk.
Right.
You know, like, legally.
Correct.
It was her last day. Well, you know, Katie and I worked together for 10 years, whatever. And yada, 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 yada. And it was just funny.
Yada.
I would say stuff where she just went.
That's why she, because they.
Know, she wanted to come back at me and
she would.
So she was like writing stuff on the board.
But not fast enough.
Not
so
fast.
Then you're just like
Katie, what are you trying to. Yeah.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So got to play along with those guys for a few years, but originally.
Few
people,
years?
No.
Oh.
Few days.
Yeah.
Few times.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you were on there a lot though, weren't you? For
yeah.
Weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people might. Remember me when I used to be relevant before, I don't know, kids and mom duties. But I used to work for the Timber Rattlers.
Yes.
Used to be promo Nikki down on the field hosting the
Doing
games.
Everything.
Yeah.
I remember those days because it was funny. It'd be raining really hard and you'd be out there pulling the tarp on.
Yeah.
And all full of mud and whatever, whatever. And then 20 minutes later,
yep,
you're all spiffed up and you're out there on the field. Hey, welcome, Timber Rattler fans.
You've got to do it.
You did everything.
And it's still that way. It's a total team effort. Everybody pitches in.
Everybody thinks that once you're in a, and that's professional sports, obviously.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That it's, oh man, piece of cake.
No. No, it really takes the work of everybody.
Yes.
Doing a little, especially for something like a tarp pull.
Yeah.
When you've got inches of rain on it, you've got to dump it and put it back on.
I remember that you guys were sweeping off the snow of bleachers. Remember those days? I remember those poor kids from like the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Being in the dump. Yeah. And they would take towel after towel and wrap around their necks, around their heads, around everything. They couldn't believe it.
You know, it was fun for the first few minutes. They were always so fascinated watching it snow for the first time. So excited, and they'd want to go out and play.
Yeah.
And then it sort of sets in like... it's like 60 degrees colder than I've ever experienced.
Yeah, that was,
and they were
tough on those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I always will be, but that was something to see. But tell who your husband is.
Okay, so my husband is Mr. Promonicki.
Yep. Yes.
That's who he is.
Who is like
Rob Sergeyev.
Minor league president of the country, right?
Yep, of the whole country. He's in charge of all of them. But he just recently, last year, won executive of the year for minor league baseball. So that was an incredible recognition of everything that he has done for the team and for the community.
Everything.
Yeah, literally unpaid intern, out of college, did all the things, made all the phone calls, worked all the hours, put in all of the work and loved it and wanted more and worked hard and just didn't say no.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of times people now, maybe.
Maybe. Gee, we never experienced that, huh, Todd? Young people not like, okay,
Yeah.
Okay.
So said yes and worked really hard and got a full-time job with team and worked his way up every single position.
What happens if the Brewers call and they want to put him in the front office down there?
Yeah, I don't think that's on our radar.
All right.
Yeah.
Could be, though.
He's ridiculously talented.
Yeah.
I mean, it's annoying. Let's be honest.
I'll tell you something. You know what?
And he looks like he's 20 years old.
I know.
He's never
aged. He looks the same as when he was taking tickets at the door.
And it makes me so incredibly mad that why do you guys get to look better?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
When you age with your salt and pepper gray hair whiskers that are allowed to look good. And then like we've got serums and tapes and push up and suck in and.
Yeah.
But no.
We could use some of that tape and suck in and serums, ourselves.
Do you have some of that extra tape?
You're going to need some in.
I've got some heavy duty duct tape in my car if you need that.
Yes. Got a text here. I will be at the Timber Rattler game when the Quad Cities River Bandits are there August 31st to see the Royals' number one pick, Jack Caglione.
Caglione. Good Irish name.
Yes.
Sure.
Caglione.
Can't wait. That's awesome.
Awesome. You know what? You guys also have, for the Timber Rattlers, the greatest facility.
Oh my gosh.
In the nation for minor league baseball. True.
And again, I will back that all day, every day.
Yeah.
And that ballpark right now, as it is today in 2024, has been the brainchild of Mr. Promonicki. But he's always had the vision for what this place could do, what this place could be. He wanted it to be accessible 365 days of the year, not just from April to September. So let's have a facility where we can have meetings, banquets, weddings. He wanted a concourse that goes all the way around the field. Yeah. And so you can have all of those viewpoints because it's such a different perspective. And then to give different experiences for the fans. You got a group of people in the outfield with your picnic and maybe your work party or your bachelorette party.
I was there for Fox Cities Veterans Association.
Awesome.
Did a big thing there one time with their big display of Vietnam memorabilia and everything like that. And it was upstairs, you know, and you're overlooking the field with those big windows. And guys that hadn't been there before were like, holy cow, I didn't know this existed. Wow, is this cool?
Yeah.
So for any corporations out there, they're looking for a cool place to have some kind of a get-together. You guys at that room up there, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's available during the day if you just need an offsite cool place to host your meeting or whatever it is, but available for, like we said, banquets, weddings. The potential's
endless. It really is. Another thing, when I was watching one of the Brewer games this year, somebody from the organization who traveled all around, he said that your workout facility and the batting cages are like major league level.
So honestly, like Ricky Weeks, who's now one of the bench coaches,
was always one of my favorite players. There's something about him that was just cool, isn't it?
Well, and Prince Fielder too, now like a consultant
whose son is now.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's incredible. Because I remember I used to cover the Tigers when their dad played.
Isn't that
Cecil Fielder? Oh. And then I remember his kid, Prince, who was like 12 years old.
But a big boy.
And they had him there for batting practice and was hitting home runs at Tiger Stadium at like 12 years old.
Man.
And now his son is proud. That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
So Ricky has even said, like, if A-ball were like this when I was there, I wouldn't want to go into the big leagues.
I know. It's phenomenal.
So I go back
to the days of Goodland Field.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
You want to know one of the... I still memorable. I've told this story on here many times. I'll never forget Alex Rodriguez's first day.
Oh.
And I interviewed him, did a big story on him.
Did you?
And he cracked his bat in batting practice.
Really?
And I said, hey, you do anything with that bat? Mind if I take it? No, I was just going to throw it away. So he signed it. Oh. Okay. And he goes, one favor. I go, what? He goes, will you send a copy of the story to my mom? I said,
no
sure.
Kidding.
And so he wrote it all out, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, Miami, Florida. And so he gave that to me. I still got the bat, okay?
Yeah.
I would give anything to have that handwritten note that Alex Rodriguez gave me. Wouldn't that have been cool
with
to have?
With his mom's name
with
and address?
With his mom's name and his home address in Miami. Yeah. Woo. I would give anything
would
to find that again.
Would your parole officer let you go down there?
Think,
like,
wouldn't
line?
You?
No.
I got the bracelet on.
Right.
You know?
Trackable.
Right. Or you can cut those off.
He's we'll like, just put on. It on Todd.
Ah,
that's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, put it on Jim's dog.
I heard the dog really big fan of yours.
Oh, he hates me. Hey, Todd.
I've never seen a dog like this before. He's skittish around men, I think, in general. Because, you know, but yeah, man. Like, he'll come to me.
Yeah.
But John just kind of like Christmas is in the building.
Party. Christmas party at Jim's house, okay? I walk in and Milton. He's like this little kid where it's like, oh, company's here. Let's run down the steps and see. He comes halfway down the steps because I guess he was like sleeping under the bed. Comes down and goes, Milton! He scrambles up those stairs so fast you wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, he does not like me.
Dogs and the ladies. Big fan. Big
wow.
Fan. No,
wow.
I, no.
What
no.
was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was a. That
I'm sorry, we don't call it what?
Let's go to line four. Wow.
And all that's
there
is
this. But you have been. Can I get fired from a volunteer opportunity?
So you grew up in Hortonville.
Yeah, sure did.
We had the same dentist.
Look at these smiles, guys.
Dr. Clint Dunathan.
Love him.
Great, great guy.
His lovely wife, Marsha.
I slept on their couch a couple of times.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you for going there. The couch.
The couch. Because you know why?
You went to Porks?
Well, because they used to have the Denny Summers Memorial Softball Tournament.
Do you know that Denny Summers is like my mom's uncle?
No.
I told you this.
Well,
you barely remember who I am. Yeah. So, that's
so anyway, Denny Summers
joined the club.
Was a phenomenal athlete from Hortonville. Made it to the major leagues and then got an injury or something.
Sure, let's go with that.
No, he did.
Yeah, but then became a scout.
You know how he got the injury? In a cab, the cab he was riding in, and you know who was in the cab with him? Don Larson. You know who Don Larson is?
Okay.
Don Larson pitched the only perfect game in World Series history.
And he's in the cab.
And he and Denny were in the cab together, and they got hit by somebody, and Denny wrenched his back. And that kind of ended his major league career. So he went into coaching.
Yeah.
And then he coached for like 40 years or 50 years.
Sure.
He coached Barry Bonds, coached some of the all-time great players, and a good guy. He passed away recently in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they used to hold the softball tournament. And I would MC it. I'd bring a Packer player with me. I remember I brought Don Bracken and Al Del Greco. I mean, you know, so it was fun. But the problem is, post-tournament banquet, those people in Hortonville,
they like to hydrate.
Wow. And here's the funny part. We were with Todd, I know I probably, the priest was there.
Oh, sure, and yes, yes.
And he's playing bar dice with us.
He was my priest. This is my church. I was confirmed by this priest.
He's playing bar dice with us, having a good time.
I actually,
you know, whatever I was under, I had put my head down on the bar for a while, and Clint was going to take me to his house. We're going to sleep at his. And I hear this noise, and I look up. No, remember a guy named KR?
Yes.
Ran a pizza joint?
KR's Pizza.
Yeah. He had the priest in the headlock taking him down the bar. And I looked, it's like,
well, that's a blessing.
Okay, and I just put my head back down. It's like, where am I? What goes on in Hortonville?
What sacrament is that, do you think?
I don't know, but yeah. Oh, my God. I had fun in Hortonville.
Well, those moments that you do remember.
Oh,
did you ever eat at Charlie's, the drive-in?
No.
Come on.
No, I love drive-ins, though.
On the way out to New London?
I don't think I did.
Baloney.
Charlie's Drive-In? I don't think so.
Call Clint right now. Get him on the
phone.
You
know what? I've never been to the Black Otter either.
I've only been twice.
Oh, really?
What? How can you not be to go to the Black Otter?
Well, because I value my cardio.
Come on. What?
Don't they have like a 60-ounce steak or something like that?
Yeah, like the old 96er.
Yeah.
From,
oh, my God.
From the Great Outdoors.
Actually, I used to cover I used to go down for the Black Otter ice fishing tournament.
And
that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you emceed stuff when I was in school. I'm sure you love hearing about
Actually, I remember when Clint.
Mr. Mino, when you were.
Well, actually, I got that at CellCom one day. This girl was taking care of me. She was taking care of me, you know, whatever. And she goes, you actually spoke to my class. I go, oh, which class? She goes, well, I go,
thinking
like,
like a college communications class.
She goes, well, it's just in general. I said, what school? She goes, Helen Keller. I go, how old are you? She goes, I was in the fourth grade.
How you doing?
How you doing? Got to text her. I loved Goodland Field and the Appleton Foxes. I saw Goose Gossage, Rod Kittle, Harold Baines.
Yep.
A lot of great ones came through there. With Bob Lloyd. Remember Bob Lloyd?
No.
You don't remember Bob Lloyd?
No.
Oh.
I was born in 1978, friend. I do not remember Bob Lloyd.
I was in college in 1978.
See, that is correct.
Wow. We don't look that much different from Joe.
Well, that Sam Elliott body double.
Todd!
We have great teeth.
You know what somebody told me at that birthday party I was at the other day? Mino, I've never seen you look old before. Honest to God. We got to set her a break. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Welcome back. Am I on? We're good. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Got a text here. WHBY, Bob Lloyd. One of my buddies sent me a thing here. John Smoltz, former Braves pitcher, one time severely burned his chest by ironing his shirt while it was on. So see, Nikki?
See?
You, me, and John Smoltz?
We could, like the three amigos. We're like a gang.
Show our scars and...
Honestly.
Yes, I like it.
I think so. Smoltzy, I mean...
Big time.
To be in the likes of...
I know. The three of us?
He'd be...
We should call him and tell him...
Let's get him on the
phone. We're on the same thing.
Todd. What did you do for the show today?
Exactly. Did you play sports?
I did.
What did you play?
I played...
You had to play softball.
Softball and volleyball.
Oh, that's cool.
Played some basketball until eighth grade. Oof.
Okay.
Then shut it down.
I remember when Clint
so much running.
Jonathan did the play-by-play or color commentary for the girls' basketball, and you guys like went to state. This would have been 86, 87, when you were like a kid. And
correct.
The thing I remember most, though, is cause, and they had this huge pep rally.
Oh, yeah.
At the school.
Yeah.
And Clint, and we were shooting it, you know, it was with the TV station, and Clint, you know, trips over the cord and like knocks the mic over.
Oh, phenomenal.
And of course, I use it on the air.
Of course.
He was not happy about that.
No.
He was not
happy. So I don't think people that don't know Dr. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Why is he so legendary?
I don't know.
What did you? I mean, you guys are like besties.
Well, he used to do TV.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. For years, right. he did a segment.
He did all the segments. Yeah.
Because he'd be
on oral health care.
Yeah, he and Dr. Al from Kukana, Al Cherkasky, they would have a segment every week on the TV station.
Nice.
On the TV station.
On the
TV. Oh, my gosh. You're sounding
just
even
the old.
I am sounding really old.
No, never.
Yo, talk about, okay, so Bob, so I was in Green Bay maybe a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to MC the Appleton Foxes Welcome Home Banquet.
Yes.
Okay, which I did for the Foxes, or for the T-Rex lots
Rattlers,
of times,
yep.
whatever.
Down at the hotel, yeah.
Yes. And
the hotel.
The hotel. The one
is
hotel.
The deal.
And the manager was a guy that only lasted 1 year, and he was not a nice gentleman. Duke Sims was his name.
Okay.
Okay, former major league player. It's like, wow, I've got his baseball card and everything. And so I remember this is the first banquet I'd ever really spoke at. So I remember having lunch with Bob Lloyd. He goes, well, John, you know, loosen him up, you know, find some funny stuff about him and everything.
Yeah.
That's, you know. And so long story short, the baseball coach at the college I'd worked at in Idaho was a high school teammate of Duke Sims, the manager.
Wow.
So I called him up, said, hey.
That's crazy.
You know? So he says, oh, God, I got all kinds of stories. You know, we used to, you know, he was so big and strong that he would just stay in the batting cage. It was like, hey, it's our turn. And be like, wait, and everybody was afraid of him, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm telling that story, and he's not smiling.
Oh.
And I'm telling these other stories that guys gave me about him, and he's not smiling.
Oh, my.
So then I introduce, you know what I mean? So now you're getting that sweat. Hey, Duke Sims. And he comes up and goes, yeah, I just want to make a couple things, let people know. Yeah, I was in that batting cage. You know why? Because I had the desire to get better. Maybe those other guys didn't have that desire like I had. And that's the reason. If you want to know why, and he turns to me. If you don't want to know why, that's why. And maybe that's why I made the major leagues and they didn't.
Oh.
And it's just like, everyone's just like stunned like, oh.
Motivational speaker. Yeah. Wow. Like,
yeah.
It has turned.
It was that uncomfortable.
Wow.
He lasted 1 year and they fired him.
Yeah, that's not Appleton.
No,
was that
not
doesn't.
Appleton
that
at
doesn't.
All. Not in the slightest.
So you know who else managed in Appleton? Mr. Ripken, the OG.
Cal Ripken.
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
So then that means the Ripken boys.
Yes, all hung around Appleton.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
That is
when you
so
think about
cool.
that. I know.
Old blue eyes.
There have been so many great names that have come through Appleton in baseball. It's unbelievable.
It's kind of crazy.
It is. Is Goodland Field even still around? I mean, is it still standing, Goodland
yeah,
Field?
Yeah, I believe okay. I believe Appleton West uses it.
Oh, plays
it.
There? Oh, yep. That's cool.
And
they've got a kid in the major leagues. Appleton West, right? For the Blue Jays.
Yeah, well, now he just got traded to the... So this is cool. So Danny Jansen.
Yes.
Okay. Played for the Toronto Blue Jays. What,
yes.
10, 11 seasons?
Yeah.
Now got traded to the Boston Red Sox.
I did not know this.
So, well, thanks for paying attention.
Well, okay,
to
sorry.
The scroll on the bottom of your...
Hang on, let me check the paper.
Right. You were just talking about...
We were just
about...
talking about that before we went on the air. I missed the old sports pages.
Box scores for ages.
Yeah, I used to love going through those.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, so Danny Jansen recently traded to the Red Sox, and... Earlier this season, a game between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays was rained out. So they have to make up the rest of the game, I think, in a couple of weeks. So now Danny Jansen is going to be, he'll make MLB history as a player who's been on both rosters for a game.
Oh, so, I got it.
Because they've
got
to
so
play
the So
when
there's a Toronto, they're playing against Boston.
And now
that same game, he's going to be playing for Boston against Toronto.
Correct.
That's incredible.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my God.
Appleton native.
Is that like the first time
his
ever?
Family, his family, yes, yep.
Oh,
and
my
his
God.
Family was one of my host families. They
No kidding.
Yeah, and their player, the second year they were a host family, was Adam Jones.
Wow.
Yeah. Orioles center
yeah, absolutely.
Fielder.
Absolutely. Awesome. Major League All-Star.
I mean, crazy.
That's
his
crazy.
Dad, they're Chicago Bears fans.
He's What's like, that like
hey,
to be a host
Nikki.
Fan?
Oh. Hey, Nikki, can you, I gave him a picture. Very nice man. Phil Collins,
of you?
His first year. Nope.
Okay. I wasn't sure how weird this
nice
is going. Okay.
Picture.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nikki, text me a picture. Is that the right one?
Ryan Anderson. Send you a picture of Ryan Anderson.
Would you be a host family? Send me a picture. Text me.
You got a pasty upstairs
Nick
for me.
Show me that burn scar.
This is off the rails.
I saw my house. It's hot.
I'm into stuff like that.
I just kind of know what it is.
John, I don't even know what we're
John talking. Smoltz sent me his.
Smoltz showed me his.
Yes.
Get that on a
t-shirt. Get that on a t-shirt.
Smoltz showed me his.
Yes, I like that.
We're the three best friends. Yeah, where are your movie quotes today?
Which ones do you want?
I don't know. What were we even talking about? I don't know.
I could give you a great Sam Elliott quote from We Were Soldiers once.
Sure.
But I can't. But it's a bad word in there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, the mayor doesn't like that.
No, we can't say. There's one word we can't say.
It was really funny. Of the two of them, the mayor's the one who's actually swore more on the air.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never have. Have I?
Not on this show.
I don't think I ever have.
Not on this show. That is a beautiful caveat right there.
Mark Hewson's in the bullpen. We're making the call for the rangy left-hander. Coming in from the pen. We got a quick break. Back with Mark Hewson, Bill in Sports Medicine. Back after this. No matter what.